Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1413 of our trek, and it is time for our Philosophy Friday series. Each Friday, we will ponder some of the fundamental truths and mysteries of life and how they can impact us in creating our living legacy. As we continue on this trek called life, sometimes we have questions about life, so our Friday trek is a time where we can ask Gramps. Gramps will answer the questions that you would like to ask your dad or granddad, but for whatever reason, this is not possible. No matter how old we are, I know that all of us would like the opportunity to ask Dad or Gramps questions about life in many areas. We may mix it up a bit on our Friday episodes, but we'll strive to keep them down to earth and enjoyable. If you have any questions that you would like to ask Gramps, please email them to guthrie@wisdom-trek.com. Last month, we addressed a question that was just too broad to answer in one episode. The answer today is the sixth in a series of our Ask Gramps episode on how COVID-19 is impacting the long-term economic effects of the United States. Please be sure to download our Friday podcast sessions to follow a complete analysis. Better yet, subscribe to Wisdom Trek so you can gain a bit of wisdom 5 days a week. So let's move on to the question, which is the last in a series of six answers. And the question is, hey Gramps, I realize that after the whole COVID-19 pandemic is under control, life will take on some sort of normalcy for most people. I just can't get my mind around how life will change with so many people out of work and many businesses not being able to survive. What is your take on how life will be after COVID-19? So today's topic is Life After COVID-19, Part 6. Our analysis so far has covered overall jobs in manufacturing, brick and mortar retail, the restaurant industry and future dining, commercial real estate and offices, and education. As I've mentioned in the past 5 weeks, I do not have a crystal ball or any prophetic message about life after COVID-19. That being said, I do have over 40 years of business experience, especially in technology, and nearly 64 years of life experience, which helps me to see what others may not. The core of today's content comes from a book and a companion blog written by Peter Diamandis. His book, The Future is Faster Than You Think, was published in January of this year, before COVID-19 really broke out. Peter has recently stated that COVID-19 would accelerate his prediction significantly. I do recommend this book. It is a good read. Before we dive in our subject today, let me once again offer some perspective. It has been said that crises don't so much alter the course of history as accelerate changes that are already underway. Exponential technology has been disrupting traditional industries at an ever-increasing pace. The pandemic has put these changes into hyperspeed. Never have we had the opportunity to rewrite entire sectors, refine the problems they address, and reinvent their solutions. This is a scary time for most, but it's also the most exciting time to be alive. Anytime we have a disaster such as this, there is also unlimited opportunity. Today's episode is going to be considerably longer as we capstone the analysis of 20 megatrends for the Roaring Twenties. Many of these predictions will come toward the end of this decade, but we can see that they are starting to trend even today. The COVID-19 pandemic will be a catalyst to speed up these trends. And I have an announcement today. For the first time in 5+ years of Wisdom Trek, I'm going to have a guest speaker, my friend Solomon, who will review the 20 megatrends for us. I'll turn the microphone over to you, Solomon. Take it away.
Thank you, Gramps, for allowing me to share these important megatrends which will take place over the next 10 years. In the decade ahead, waves of exponential technological advancements are stacking atop one another, eclipsing decades of breakthroughs in scale and impact. Emerging from these waves are 20 megatrends, likely to revolutionize entire industries, old and new, redefine tomorrow's generation of businesses and contemporary challenges, and transform our livelihoods from the bottom up. Among these megatrends are augmented human longevity, the surging smart economy, AI-human collaboration, urbanized cellular agriculture, and high-bandwidth brain-computer interfaces, just to name a few. It is here that master entrepreneurs and their teams must see beyond the immediate implications of a given technology, capturing second-order, Google-sized business opportunities on the horizon. Welcome to a new decade of runaway technological booms, historic watershed moments, and extraordinary abundance. Let's dive in. 20 Megatrends for the 2020s. 1. Continued increase in global abundance. The number of individuals in extreme poverty continues to drop as the middle-income population continues to rise. This megatrend is driven by the convergence of high-bandwidth and low-cost communication, ubiquitous AI on the cloud, growing access to AI-aided education and AI-driven healthcare. Everyday goods and services, finance, insurance, education and entertainment, are being digitized and becoming fully demonetized, available to the rising billion on mobile devices. 2. Global gigabit connectivity will connect everyone and everything, everywhere, at ultra-low cost. The deployment of both licensed and unlicensed 5G, plus the launch of a multitude of global satellite networks, OneWeb, Starlink, etc., allow for ubiquitous, low-cost communications for everyone, everywhere, dash not to mention the connection of trillions of devices. And today's skyrocketing connectivity is bringing online an addition 3 billion individuals, driving tens of trillions of dollars into the global economy. This megatrend is driven by the convergence of low-cost space launches, hardware advancements, 5G networks, artificial intelligence, materials science, and surging computing power. 3. The average human health span will increase by 10 plus years. A dozen game-changing biotech and pharmaceutical solutions, currently in phase 1, 2, or 3 clinical trials, will reach consumers this decade, adding an additional decade to the human health span. Technologies include stem cell supply restoration, WNT pathway manipulation, senolytic medicines, a new generation of endovaccines, GEF-11 supplementation of NMD/NAD+, among several others. And as machine learning continues to mature, AI is set to unleash countless new drug candidates, ready for clinical trials. This megatrend is driven by the convergence of genome sequencing, CRISPR technologies, AI, quantum computing, and cellular medicine. 4. An age of capital abundance will see increasing access to capital everywhere, from 2016 to 2018, and likely in 2019, humanity hit all-time highs in the global flow of seed capital, venture capital, and sovereign wealth fund investments. While this trend will witness some ups and downs in the wake of future recessions, it is expected to continue its overall upward trajectory. Capital abundance leads to the funding and testing of crazy entrepreneurial ideas, which in turn accelerate innovation. Already, $300 billion in crowdfunding is anticipated by 2025, democratizing capital access for entrepreneurs worldwide. This megatrend is driven by the convergence of global connectivity, dematerialization, demonetization, and democratization. 5. Augmented reality in the spatial web will achieve ubiquitous deployment. The combination of augmented reality, yielding Web 3.0, or the spatial web, and 5G networks, offering 100 megabits per second to 10 gigabits per second connection speeds, will transform how we live our everyday lives, impacting every industry from retail and advertising to education and entertainment. Consumers will play, learn, and shop throughout the day in a newly intelligent, virtually overlaid world. This megatrend will be driven by the convergence of hardware advancements, 5G networks, artificial intelligence, materials science, and surging computing power. 6. Everything is smart, embedded with intelligence. The price of specialized machine learning chips is dropping rapidly with a rise in global demand. Combined with the explosion of low-cost microscopic sensors and the deployment of high-bandwidth networks, we're heading into a decade where every device becomes intelligent. Your child's toy remembers her face and name. Your kid's drone safely and diligently follows and videos all the children at the birthday party. Appliances respond to voice commands and anticipate your needs. 7. AI will achieve human-level intelligence. As predicted by technologist and futurist Ray Kurzweil, artificial intelligence will reach human-level performance this decade, by 2030. Through the 2020s, AI algorithms and machine learning tools will be increasingly made open source, available on the cloud, allowing any individual with an internet connection to supplement their cognitive ability, augment their problem-solving capacity, and build new ventures at a fraction of the current cost. This megatrend will be driven by the convergence of global high-bandwidth connectivity, neural networks, and cloud computing. Every industry, spanning industrial design, healthcare, education, and entertainment, will be impacted. 8. AI-human collaboration will skyrocket across all professions. The rise of AI as a service, AIS, platforms will enable humans to partner with AI in every aspect of their work, at every level, and every industry. AIs will become entrenched in everyday business operations, serving as cognitive collaborators to employees, supporting creative tasks, generating new ideas, and tackling previously unattainable innovations. In some fields, partnership with AI will even become a requirement. For example, in the future, making certain diagnoses without the consultation of AI may be deemed malpractice. 9. Most individuals adapt a Jarvis-like software shell to improve their quality of life, as services like Alexa, Google Home and Apple HomePod expand in functionality. Such services will eventually travel beyond the home and become your cognitive prosthetic 24/7. Imagine a secure Jarvis-like software shell that you give permission to listen to all your conversations, read your email, monitor your blood chemistry, etc. With access to such data, these AI-enabled software shells will learn your preferences, anticipate your needs and behavior, shop for you, monitor your health, and help you problem-solve in support of your mid- and long-term goals. 10. Globally abundant, cheap renewable energy. Continued advancements in solar, wind, geothermal, hydroelectric, nuclear and localized grids will drive humanity towards cheap, abundant, and ubiquitous renewable energy. The price per kilo watt hour will drop below 1 cent per kilowatt hour for renewables, just as storage drops below a mere 3 cents per kilowatt hour, resulting in the majority displacement of fossil fuels globally. And as the world's poorest countries are also the world's sunniest, the democratization of both new and traditional storage technologies will grant energy abundance to those already bathed in sunlight. 11. The insurance industry transforms from recovery after risk to prevention of risk. Today, fire insurance pays you after your house burns down, life insurance pays your next of kin after you die, and health insurance, which is really sick insurance, pays only after you get sick. This next decade, a new generation of insurance providers will leverage the convergence of machine learning, ubiquitous sensors, low-cost genome sequencing and robotics to detect risk, prevent disaster, and guarantee safety before any costs are incurred. 12. Autonomous vehicles and flying cars will redefine human travel, soon to be far faster and cheaper. Fully autonomous vehicles, car-as-a-service fleets, and aerial ride-sharing, flying cars, will be fully operational in most major metropolitan cities in the coming decade. The cost of transportation will plummet 3-4x, transforming real estate, finance, insurance, the materials economy, and urban planning. Where you live and work, and how you spend your time, will all be fundamentally reshaped by this future of human travel. Your kids and elderly parents will never drive. This metatrend will be driven by the convergence of machine learning, sensors, materials science, battery storage improvements, and ubiquitous gigabit connections. 13. On-demand production and on-demand delivery will birth an instant economy of things. Urban dwellers will learn to expect instant fulfillment of their retail orders as drone and robotic last-mile delivery services carry products from local supply depots directly to your doorstep. Further riding the deployment of regional on-demand digital manufacturing, 3D printing farms, individualized products can be obtained within hours, anywhere, anytime. This metatrend is driven by the convergence of networks, 3D printing, robotics and artificial intelligence. 14. Ability to sense and know anything, anytime, anywhere. We're rapidly approaching the era wherein 100 billion sensors, the Internet of Everything, is monitoring and sensing, imaging, listening, measuring, every facet of our environments, all the time. Global imaging satellites, drones, autonomous car lidars, and forward-looking augmented reality, AR, headset cameras are all part of a global sensor matrix, together allowing us to know anything, anytime, anywhere. This metatrend is driven by the convergence of terrestrial, atmospheric and space-based sensors, vast data networks, and machine learning. In this future, it's not what you know, but rather the quality of the questions you ask that will be most important. 15. Disruption of advertising. As AI becomes increasingly embedded in everyday life, your custom AI will soon understand what you want better than you do. In turn, we will begin to both trust and rely upon our AIs to make most of our buying decisions, turning over shopping to AI-enabled personal assistants.
Your AI might make purchases based upon your past desires, current shortages, conversations you've allowed your AI to listen to, or by tracking where your pupils focus on a virtual interface, i.e.
what catches your attention. As a result, the advertising industry, which normally competes for your attention, whether at the Super Bowl or through search engines, will have a hard time influencing your AI. This metatrend is driven by the convergence of machine learning, sensors, augmented reality, and 5G networks. 16. Cellular agriculture moves from the lab into inner cities, providing high-quality protein that is cheaper and healthier. This next decade will witness the birth of the most ethical, nutritious, and environmentally sustainable protein production system devised by humankind. Stem cell-based cellular agriculture will allow the production of beef, chicken, and fish anywhere, on demand, with far higher nutritional content, and a vastly lower environmental footprint than traditional livestock options. This megatrend is enabled by the convergence of biotechnology, materials science, machine learning, and ag tech. 17. High bandwidth brain computer interfaces, BCI, will come online for public use. Technologist and futurist Ray Kurzweil has predicted that in the mid-2030s, we will begin connecting the human neocortex to the cloud. This next decade will see tremendous progress in that direction, first serving those with spinal cord injuries, whereby patients will regain both sensory capacity and motor control. Yet beyond assisting those with motor function loss, several BCI pioneers are now attempting to supplement their baseline cognitive abilities, a pursuit with the potential to increase their sensorium, memory, and even intelligence. This megatrend is fueled by the convergence of materials science, machine learning, and robotics. 18. High-resolution VR will transform both retail and real estate shopping. High-resolution, lightweight virtual reality headsets will allow individuals at home to shop for everything from clothing to real estate from the convenience of their living room. Need a new outfit? Your AI knows your detailed body measurements and can whip up a fashion show featuring your avatar wearing the latest 20 designs on a runway. Want to see how your furniture might look inside a house you're viewing online? No problem. Your AI can populate the property with your virtualized inventory and give you a guided tour. This megatrend is enabled by the convergence of VR, machine learning, and high bandwidth networks. 19. Increased focus on sustainability and the environment. An increase in global environmental awareness and concern over global warming will drive companies to invest in sustainability, both from a necessity standpoint and for marketing purposes. Breakthroughs in materials science, enabled by AI, will allow companies to drive tremendous reductions in waste and environmental contamination. One company's waste will become another company's profit center. This megatrend is enabled by the convergence of materials science, artificial intelligence, and broadband networks. 20. CRISPR and gene therapies will minimize disease. A vast range of infectious diseases, ranging from AIDS to Ebola, are now curable. In addition, gene editing technologies continue to advance in precision and ease of use, allowing families to treat and ultimately cure hundreds of inheritable genetic diseases. This megatrend is driven by the convergence of various biotechnologies, CRISPR, gene therapy, genome sequencing, and artificial intelligence. I hope that you have enjoyed my analysis and predictions for this next decade. Even with COVID-19's impact, it is projected to be considered the roaring 20s. Back to you, Gramps.
Thank you, Solomon. I appreciate your assistance with our Wisdom Trek podcast this week. We may have you back to assist in future episodes. Now, many of you probably realize that the entire text that Solomon read was actually an artificially generated voice. If you realize that, it is partially due to the extended length of the text. While there is technology available today where it is virtually impossible to tell the difference, Solomon's voice was generated with a program that cost only $37, and I made very minimal editing to the original text. We are well on our way where you will not be able to tell the difference between an artificially generated voice and an actual voice. None of us know for sure what the future will hold. Today's lesson is just a glimpse into the possibilities that are to come. We must stay diligent with our work that God has called us to do today. As we close out our episode for today, let me share with you a bit of wisdom from the wisest man who ever lived, King Solomon from the Old Testament. In this passage is Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verses 1 through 6. Send your grain across the sea, and in time profits will flow back to you. But divide your investments among many places, for you do not know what risks may lie ahead. When clouds are heavy, the rains will come. Whether a tree falls to the north or south, it stays where it falls. Farmers who wait for perfect weather will never plant. If they watch every cloud, they will never harvest. Just as you cannot understand the path of the wind or the mystery of a tiny baby growing in its mother's womb, so you cannot understand the activity of God who does all things. Plant your seed in the morning and keep busy all afternoon, for you do not know if profit will come from one activity or another, or maybe both. And that's a wrap for today's question. Join us again next Friday for another question on our Ask Gramps episode. Our next trek will be Meditation Monday, where we will help you to reflect on what is most important in life. So I encourage your friends and family to join us and then come along with us on Monday for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,412 daily treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek Podcaster and Journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward. Enjoy your journey and create a great day every day. See you on Monday.